Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. Welcome back to Tesla Daily. We've got a whole lot to cover today. Tesla stock has, of course, been rising over the last few days, and we have quite a few announcements from Elon Musk on Twitter. We've now got an official date for Tesla's AI Day. FSD Beta 9.1 dropped over the weekend. We got a price cut in China, and a few other stories as well. We'll start off here quickly catching up on the stock. So Tesla today finishing up 3.3% to $709.67. It did drop off a little bit to end the day, but so did the broader markets as well. The Nasdaq finished up less than a tenth of a percent, and the S&P and Dow slipped into the red. Tesla also now crossed into the positive year to date for the first time since April. So today was a continuation of the trading that we saw at the tail end of last week, so of course Thursday and Friday as I was traveling. The share price movement happened finally following earnings. Seems like it took a few days for Wall Street to kind of digest the financials, get an understanding of how strong a quarter Tesla had in Q2. Of course, there's been other news as well, but I do think this is a delayed reaction to the earnings report primarily, and then probably coupling that with the date that we now have for AI Day. Volume has definitely ticked up as well. The last 3 days have been the highest volume days, excluding the day after earnings, in the last month or so, and even today surpassed earnings day volume. So over the last 3 days, the average volume has been about 31 million shares or so versus the July average at about 20 million. Basically, Tesla seeing about 50% more volume during this little run over the last few days. Anyway, it'll be kind of interesting to see if that volume does stick around throughout the rest of this week. We'll talk a little bit more about stock-related things towards the end of the episode, but let's get into that big announcement that we had at the end of last week. So AI Day, as I'm sure many of you know by now, has officially been scheduled for Thursday, August 19th. Elon had previously implied that the annual shareholder meeting would happen at the same time as AI Day. No word yet on if that's the case or not. Of course, that's what Tesla did last year with Battery Day, and then they had a little shareholder lottery of sorts for attendance to the event. So I know that's a common question. If I see anything on either of those topics, I'll pass that along. As for AI Day itself, check out my previous episode just going through what I expect for the event. I think all that stuff is still valid, so I don't think we need to rehash it. But a very important point here that Elon did emphasize on Twitter is that Tesla is doing this for talent recruiting purposes. Elon saying, quote, "Convincing the best AI talent to join Tesla is the sole goal," end quote. Now, it is still going to be a very exciting day for us, obviously. We're still going to learn a ton. Elon did reply here to Holmars on Twitter, saying that Tesla will reveal a lot more details about Dojo, Tesla's neural network training supercomputer, at AI Day. But it is just important to keep in mind who that target audience is, talent recruiting. This is not meant to target investors. It's not meant to increase Tesla's valuation. It's not meant as a product unveiling. So just like we talked about leading into the Plaid delivery event, which ended up being a Plaid delivery event, let's listen to what Tesla has to say about what the event is actually supposed to be. Again, that doesn't mean we're not going to learn anything new that's critical for Tesla's future. I think that we probably will, but all you have to do is go back to Battery Day for a perfect example of that. I mean, Tesla basically mapped out their next decade exactly how they're going to do what they set out to do, and the stock dropped 10% because traders were looking for something that was today, and Battery Day was all about the future. AI Day, probably also going to be all about the future. Remember, it's focused on talent acquisition. Generally, you acquire talent to help you build something for the future. As for where we are today, Tesla over the weekend did release the first update to the Pure Vision FSD beta, taking the beta from 9.0 to 9.1. The reactions that I'm seeing so far from the beta testers are very similar to what we heard with 9.0. Two of the words that I continue to see pop up are progress and smoother. Unfortunately, I do think it's difficult to get a sense of how rapid that progress is occurring without being a tester. We can watch these videos and, as best we can, try to get a sense of how the beta responds differently to certain circumstances from one version to the next. But, I mean, even look at Elon's predictions over the years, it's hard even for, internally, Tesla to get a good grasp on how rapid the progress is. The beta testers then, I think, a step removed from that, and us just trying to watch videos of the beta testers even a step further. While the rate of progress might be a little bit difficult to glean, it does seem clear that 9.1 is a step forward, that there is improvement. FSD beta tester James Locke here on Twitter saying, quote, "I'm truly blown away. Doing a bunch of driving today on FSD beta version 9.1 and almost no interventions. Elon Musk, this is extremely impressive as someone who has used the early access beta FSD since version 1 for public use back in October 2020, end quote. Perhaps even more exciting than the progress with 9.1, Locke here also asking if 9.2 would be released in 2 weeks. Elon replying saying, quote, "We are doing releases every 2 weeks on Friday at midnight, California time," end quote. I'm thrilled to see this. This is what I've been hoping for since 9.0 was released, because remember back in Q4 and early Q1, Tesla was doing an FSD beta update every week or 2 weeks, and then it just kind of went dead as they worked to shift over things to Pure Vision. Now we're there. Now Tesla can continue to make these rapid updates, which, yeah, it might be a little bit difficult to understand exactly how much progress is made every 2 weeks, but it's a lot more visibility than waiting 4 or 5 months like we did earlier this year. Elon replied to a Holmars tweet just talking about the amount of issues that had been resolved between 9.0 and 9.1. Elon saying, quote, "There is always a lot of cleanup after a major code release. Beta 9.2 will be tight. Still some fundamentals to solve for beta 10, but now that we're Pure Vision, progress is much faster. Radar was holding us back," end quote. As far as some of the fundamentals that need to be solved, I think a good example of that is from Chuck Cook. He always does this unprotected left turn across 50-mile-an-hour traffic, basically 3 lanes on both sides. Tough enough for human drivers and a pretty dangerous intersection in the first place. But on 9.1, Chuck gets stuck in this looping situation where instead of going left, it'll turn right, maybe to take a different route, but then it just comes back to the same intersection, facing that same left again, ends up going right and looping back around again. So it's not that it can't do unprotected left turns, it's done them on other occasions, and there's no problem with taking a different route if a left turn is not safe, but obviously then it shouldn't just loop right back around to the same spot. So just one example there of a situation that needs to continue to be improved on. Elon certainly feeling confident about the prospects of doing just that. Adding on to that reply to Holmars, he said, quote, "The Tesla AI predictions are swiftly becoming superhuman. Its guesses for what it can't see well feel like ESP. It has a vastly larger training set than any human and thinks only about driving," end quote. I think that states it so well, and I think Tesla would be wise to demonstrate some circumstances like that at AI Day. We've seen Andrei Karpathy talk about some of those things in the past, but I think it'd be great for Tesla to zero in on a couple of those examples of, you know, how the heck did it understand that in circumstances that even maybe a human wouldn't have. Anyway, a lot to be excited about this month with FSD and AI. We should get FSD 9.2 on Friday the 13th, and then of course the following week AI Day. All right, next on the docket, we've got an update on Tesla pricing in China. Tesla has reduced the price of the standard range Model 3 by 15,000 RMB. So the after-subsidy price now starts at 235,900 RMB, or about $36,500. The subsidy is about $2,500, so pre-subsidy, the list price would be around $39,000. So as we've been talking about for a couple of months now, estimated wait times from Tesla for the Model 3 in China have continued to be pretty short. And with rising material costs, part shortages, and prices increasing on Tesla's other vehicles throughout the world, to me, it definitely seems most likely that this is a response to softer demand right now in China. As we've talked about, I do expect demand to continue to grow over time, so I'm not particularly concerned by this, and as we learned in the Q2 financial report, Tesla does have plenty of room to lower prices if and when they see fit, and if orders have been a little bit softer, probably no better time to do that than right now. While worldwide demand does seem to be pretty strong for Tesla right now, and maybe they could just export all these vehicles instead and not worry about the China market too much, I'm glad to see that Tesla doesn't really seem to be taking that approach. We've talked before about the concept of every Tesla being sold essentially being a seed to plant for future demand. So even if Tesla could sell these Model 3s for more money in a different country, China is obviously a very important market for Tesla, not just right now, but even more so in the future. With all the PR challenges that we've seen for Tesla in China this year, I think it's really important for them to plant those seeds, deliver those cars, to build that future demand, get more and more owners that hands-on experience with the product, they'll share their experiences. That's the best PR that there is. Moving on from China and over to the US, we've got an update here on Giga Texas. Joe Tegmeyer, one of the people that does the drone flyovers of Giga Texas, shared today on Twitter that, quote, "There is a high probability from a trusted source that the first fully completed test Model Y, operational but not street legal, will be built at Giga Texas within the next week," end quote. So as usual, take these kind of rumors for what they're worth, but Joe did also say that he was told that Tesla believes that within the next 2 months, they'll have production Model Ys being produced in Texas. Things can obviously still change, but in the Q2 letter, Tesla did say they expect 2021 production for both Giga Texas and Giga Berlin. So we are getting very close. It sounds like Joe was also told that Giga Berlin was about a month behind in terms of timeline from Texas. If production is within the next 2 months, that would be sometime in Q3 to start production, though I would imagine Tesla would definitely wait until Q4 then to actually start deliveries. Next here, we've got a little bit less exciting news. This is on Tesla Energy. We've talked before about this battery project that Tesla's installing in Victoria, Australia. So not the Hornsdale Power Reserve, which is also often talked about in Australia. This is a new battery project, 450 megawatt hours in Victoria. And unfortunately, during initial testing to bring this project online last Friday, a fire did break out. An officer responding to the fire did say that, quote, There was one battery pack on fire to start with, but it did spread to a second pack that was very close to it. End quote. No word yet on the cause for this fire, so we'll have to keep an eye out to see if we get any more information on that, but we also don't have any more information on that Plaid battery fire yet either, so I'm not really holding my breath in terms of a timeline for an update on that, but of course if I see anything, I will share that as soon as I do. Next year, it looks like there will soon be an update to the Tesla mobile app. Holmar is sharing this video out of what that update will look like. I'm not sure of the original source, so I can't help validate that, but he did share a video here that kind of walks through the layout of the new app. Obviously looks a bit different visually, and then they did add the Tesla store into the app directly. So you can now just go in there and find different accessories and things like that for your vehicle. I think this may also help explain some of the tweets that Elon Musk had over the last few days about Apple. Elon has kind of been railing against them about their 30% fees for the App Store. He'd also made a couple of comments about Apple on the earnings call. Perhaps this app redesign and potentially the implementation of supercharging for other electric vehicles through the app could be part of why that's been top of mind for Elon recently. A couple of other related threads to that topic, Elon did also agree that cloud profile syncing is long overdue, so it sounds like that will be something that Tesla will be working on soon. And then there's this new book out that we're not going to talk a lot about, but it alleges that Elon Musk, in conversations with Apple about a potential Apple buyout of Tesla, demanded to be made Apple CEO if a buyout were to happen. Anyway, Elon Musk has denied ever speaking with Tim Cook. Tim Cook has said the same. Elon has said that there was a point where he requested to meet with Cook, but that a meeting never happened. So if you did happen to see some article about that or something, Elon has denied those claims. All right, last couple of items here. As I said, we'll talk a little bit more about the stock towards the end. So we did get a new initiation of coverage today from KGI on Tesla, KGI Securities. They've initiated Tesla at an outperform rating and an $855 price target. That could have helped the stock out a little bit today. They expect Tesla to maintain their leading position in the global EV space for at least the next 3 to 5 years. However, they did say that, quote, "Nevertheless, we do not foresee market dominance for Tesla as traditional OEMs, EV startups, and global tech giants will seize the massive market potential and increase their competitiveness, brand awareness, software strength, and unique business models," end quote. Separately, we also got an interesting update here from Morgan Stanley over the weekend. They did a survey of their roughly 320 interns, and they found that Tesla was selected as the most desirable auto brand by 30% of their interns. For some reason, they then compared that to current market share, which I don't think is a really valid comparison. Obviously, not everybody can buy the car that they find the most desirable in the first place. But anyway, the second takeaway here was that 30% of interns most preferred an electric vehicle versus other options. I actually kind of find that surprisingly low, but it did increase from 22% last year. All right, last topic here, we've got an update on the ongoing infrastructure bill. That bill has apparently now been finalized. It's about 2,700 pages long. They're hoping to put it to a vote this week. There is a planned recess starting August 9th and ending September 20th, so they are hoping to get the infrastructure bill through before then. Remember, the infrastructure bill doesn't have anything to do with the electric vehicle tax credit, but it does have incentives for development of EV charging stations. Any changes to the EV tax credit would happen through the spending plan, which apparently Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has said that they do hope to start the process of passing also before recess begins next week. So we'll keep an eye out this week for any more updates on that. That'll wrap it up for today, though. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Tuesday, August 3rd episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.